Brenda K. Starr is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk for Monday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is weigh-in day. The holidays are over, and it's time to face the scale. Today is also Spaghetti Day, so maybe weigh-in day should start tomorrow. Did you make a resolution for the new year? If your resolution for 2021 was to shed the 2020 pounds and spend less time on the couch, you are not alone. According to a new survey, exercising more and losing weight was the most popular 2021 resolution. 26% of respondents said it was their goal of the year. This was followed by saving money, getting out of debt, which was a top 2021 priority for 23% of those surveyed. Third was traveling more. Fourth was making new friends. And rounding out the top five 2021 resolutions was getting a new job. Here is an easy resolution to keep, and it'll make you happier. Instead of stressing about your resolution, just make an effort to help others. According to a study from the University of Rochester, a resolution to help others will make you happier. Think of how you can help, says professor and clinical psychologist Richard Ryan. There's a lot of distress out there. If we can set goals that aim to help others, those kinds of goals will, in turn, also add to our own well-being. Zoom gloom. Are you sick and tired of Zoom calls, Skyping, and FaceTiming? Seems a lot of us are, according to a new survey that found that 61% of respondents said they are zoomed out. Of those, nearly 70% say their burnout is due to all the time they've been spending on video calls these days. And it used to be that online dating was more about hooking up than happily ever after. But things have apparently changed. A new study out of Switzerland found that people who meet online are more likely to get married and have kids than those who meet in person. In fact, the study suggests that people who meet on dating apps develop stronger bonds than people who meet by chance. We actually find that in certain ways, couples that met through dating apps have even stronger long-term formation or relationship intentions than other couples that met either offline or through other digital ways of meeting, according to author Gina Patrorka. And that is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.